Bonjour, motherfuckers. Bam! And you say, goddamn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. Come on in. I'm broader than Broadway. The water is so nice. Yes, I'm broad. Is that I'm broad? Oh, it's lovely. I'm broader than Broadway. And I'm, what are you doing? Diddling myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for your pal, Jess Wood. And it's time for Get Wood. How do you do? Hello and welcome to the show. For those of you not on video and only on audio, I would like to say right now, get on the video, baby. You want to see a little prank? Come on through. That sounded nasty. That sounded dirty. That sounded like, you want to see the pink? What do you think? I'm more of a pink panther today. Not pink. I hate the cougar thing, so I'm going to be a pink panther. Also, I'd like to say welcome to Get Wood, where today we're going to talk about how there is now a different meaning to puff, puff, give. Do you know what I'm saying? Different meaning. Yeah. Anyway, hi everyone. I hope that you're having an okay week. It has been, astrologically speaking, and you know I'll speak astrologically once in a while, it has been rough. You know what I'm saying? It has been wildly yowza for everybody. Yowza. It's really been rough for lots of folk. The focal, no jokal. I just want to say that I'm here with you and I understand and I will tell you about my own woes. If you'll hear me out, thank you so much. I feel like this pink hue has given me a real pink hue. How do you do? Ooh, huh? This is like a horror movie. The story of the murders of the pink-haired woman. Hello. If you know me, then you know when I go through a little thing or a switcheroo or a switch up or a change up or a how do you do, I love to change the hair. And, you know, everyone says embrace who you are. And I have to tell you guys, and you know this, if you're my pal, you know this. I embrace this pink ass fucking hair because it so feels like the real me. And I don't know if that's just because, like, I've been dyeing my hair since I'm like 11 years old, or if it's because my mom, you know, really, really enjoyed it that I wasn't a blonde person anymore when I would dye my hair. And, you know, Jesse, when you have it pink or blue or purple or all of the above, really, when you have it all the different colors, it really shows the world that you're not so uptight, you know? And you know what? She was right. In the times that it was in the 80s, she was right. But now she wouldn't be right. Because you know why? Speaking of right, have you seen the folks on the... I don't even like to talk about him. You know him, the guy, the one who won't be mentioned, who shall not be spoke of. His people, they try to look all cool and like, I've got pink hair or blue hair. Bitch, you better get on out of here with your fucking anti-lady. You know what I'm saying? Yum sing. Okay. I had some people get nervous on an abortion joke the other night when I was on stage. And I must say, first of all, we as comedians, we are responsible for talking about what is going on in the world. And we are responsible for breaking down the shit that is wrong and the rights that are taken and all kinds of... We got to speak up about that shit. And so it got a little tight in the room. Another dirty sounding word. Stop it. It got a little uptight in the room, if I could quote my mom. Jesse, stop it. You don't seem uptight when you have pink hair. It got a little uptight in the room when I mentioned abortion. And then I said, hey, we can't be uptight about talking about it. We've already lost our rights. For Christ's sakes. I mean, not in New York. Thank God. I mean, they send the National Guard here and the next day there's a shooting on the subway. Oh. Anyway, let's not get too funked up. But really, a little something about how I feel really lucky, but at the same time, it's things have been really hard. You know what I mean? Do you feel like that? Like it's been a real struggle bus back and forth with the like, hey, this seems great. Like this siren. Do you feel me? Like it was all silent for the first 5 minutes of the show. I was feeling pretty good about it over here in Brooklyn, where it's usually really loud with sirens. And then 5 minutes in, here comes a siren. But what am I going to do? Because the only thing there you can rely on in this life is change. Oh, God. Is that, did I just say that? I did. But you know what? I said it with a little wink. And in, it's real, but I'm trying to make fun. Anyway, it's a journey, you guys. Stop it. I am grateful for, why did I just pray to you? I bowed. If you're only listening, please tune into the video because I am kooky sometimes. A very, very kooky lady. I am very grateful for being from the generation that I'm from. And that is the Gen X, obviously. You see me, you know me, we feel each other. Hopefully at IRL. Stop it. I feel very blessed to be in this category of people because, as I've said before, you know, not a lot of Gen Xers. Well, what happens to Gen X? Either we're still around and we're kind of cute, or we're dead, or we've gone to the insurrection. Do you feel me? There are three things only, and three things only. I'm trying to get my bangsies. Bangsy Malone. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Listen, if you got that reference, if you got the reference from last week of Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, I want to thank you. Again, generationally speaking, what fun. But algorithmally speaking, fuck you. Because why? Because now all I have on my timeline are Dr. Quinn facts, Dr. Quinn episodes, Dr. Quinn wardrobe. I'm like, motherfucking shut the fuck up. So this week, hopefully I'll just have all Puff Daddy and Epstein Island. No, don't laugh. I'm not laughing at the demise. I'm laughing at the fact that this country has been so funky for so long and nobody ever wants to like admit it. You know, it's funny having been in Europe over the wintertime and having met a German lady and a couple of other German people, and I say the German because I'm the Jewish, meeting the German and having them apologize. It's a long time later. And think of all the American people in America, the American people in America who don't believe there even was a Holocaust. I don't even believe it. Their pictures is photoshopped. You know what I mean? Like, but what about my grandma's numbers? Anyway, so there. I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. I won't stop. I get so excited and I get confused. Anyway, let's back to the generation. Generationally speaking, I'm very happy to be from here and have the experiences that I've had and be able to be alone and be able to be talked to in a kind of intense manner, perhaps at work. And I'm like, I guess so. You know, not that I want to stay around abuse, but do you know what I mean? Like the youngins, they can't handle the talking harshly. Stop it. You're being abusive. I'll cancel you. Anyway, the newest gen, or a Shion. Yeah, we're not getting to Puffy yet. We're going to have to wait on the Puff Puff Give because you know why? Puff Puff Pass. Shut up. I cannot believe what I'm about to tell you about this newest generation. And maybe some of you have children that are these ages, and I hope that they don't fall into this category. However, we sometimes can't help it, right? So they're calling them Generation Alpha because they're starting over again with the A's, but they also are calling them Generation Anxious, another A word. And I think the latter probably describes them a little bit more because they are the kids that are born between 2010 and now, and we've seen some of them roll into Sephora and get wildly hoarding and thefty with the age products. I feel it's so bizarre. What's going on? These children, you know, 11-year-old girls are running into Sephora to hoard all the anti-aging products. We've really done some numbers on our poor children. It's the Kardashians, sweetheart. It just blame the fucking Kardashians. Okay, thanks, Mom. I will. I will. But these kids, listen. Jesse, please don't do that voice. You know I hate that voice. That voice is the whitest and most uptight voice I've ever heard, and I hate it, and I wish you wouldn't do it ever. Oh, Mom, cool out. Anyhow, stop it. You know who that's for. Shout out to Shauna. Listen, pandemic babies is what they're calling them. And the poor babies, a lot of them can't read. And that's a thing. Like, I came up with some babies who couldn't read, but it was for a different, and they were lying about those babies too. No such thing as a crack baby. There's just not. It's a racist, a fucking horrifying situation that they fucking did to us. Anyway, so now I'm trying to figure out, are these kids, are they for real this bad, or are we gearing up for some sort of even more like police state kind of deal going down? Because if I was to think about kids right now, unless your kid is in a Walden school or Montessori or a chartered situation where they have music and language and, you know, run around for recess or something, or they all have recess, but nobody has phys ed anymore. Physical education. How old am I? 107. If you don't have phys ed for the kid, I see what happens. I live next door to a high school. Don't tell me that these fucking kids don't need to run it out. They need to run that shit off. It's all hormonal and angry. I understand. Me too. That's how I was when I was a kid, and I never even dressed for PE. You know that I failed all of gym? How do you fail gym class? And they would ask me that at home. Jesse, how do you fail? Well, Ellen wasn't really hip to my report card. But like Carol, you know, my stepmom, who is a nice lady teacher person who would know about things like regarding schools. And she'd say, Jesse, how do you fail gym? And I'd say, well, I just didn't want to change my outfit. I don't want to get sweaty. How about that? Motherfucker, bonjour. Adios, I should say. Or, bonjour. Or all the things. Anyway, these fucking kids, they can't read, you guys. They can't read. They don't know cursive. You know, they can't handwrite. They'll never write each other a letter. They'll never have the thrill of writing one another a letter. And also, let's just talk about, see, I wrote all these things down. I have to look at my little notey notes. Now, a lot of times you all think and you write to me and you ask me, Jess, do you have notes? Or are you just flying off the top of your head? No, never fly off the top of your head, please. No one should. It should look like we're doing it because we're so good at it. Mm-hmm. That's right. Toot, toot. Hey, a beep, beep. That's me tooting my own horn if you didn't get it. Listen. I want to tell you about these pandemic babies. Baby. So I think down deep in my heart and soul, a lot of people were fucking during pandemic because they were bored. And I get it. And don't, it's not a judgment. I was fucking during pandemic because I was bored. Also, I had a couple of hot boyfriends at the same time. Now, I never fucked them at the same time. Not that it wasn't requested. And they requested it in Lucha Libre. The wrestling, Mexican wrestler masks. Yeah, that's when they wanted to. Let's double team her and we'll both wear Lucha Libre masks. Can you stand it? I mean, funny, creative. That's why I was fucking them. But also, they were both in the street. Anyway, they were in the street. Not when we started. I like to remind everyone, is this thing on? I did not start with the homeless. I ended up with them homeless. And you know, I call my poussoir the tent. Yeah, that's right. Because you don't want to pay your rent anymore. What? You're going to come to the tent? Hey, ow. Okay. Thank you, Cardi, for always being so entertaining. So remember during pandemic, people not only were fucking a bunch, but also they adopt a dog from the shelter and they were like, I got a shelter dog. I'm such a good person. And then when pandemic was over, they were like, I can't handle this shelter dog. I'm not a great person. And everyone returned their shelter dogs. Wouldn't it cross your mind that maybe a couple of these pandemic babies wanted to be returned? Pandemic babies? Does that sound like a horror movie? Pandemic babies. They come for your milk. I don't know. That wasn't written down. Obviously. Stop it. So, here's the thing. I feel for these kids. Anyhow, that's it. Generation anxious, generation alpha, generation anxious. I wouldn't call them the alpha generation. If they've never known anything but filter faces and screen time, these poor boo-boos. Okay, let's talk about what everybody came to talk about here today. And that is gratitude. No. No, I don't know if I told you all, but I have been doing this wonderful thing on Mondays where I go to Zoom. I go to the Zoom. You remember the Zoom? It was very good for us during pandemic. Speaking of pandemic, I don't mean for this to be pandemic episode, but it's suddenly turning. I don't have any idea what accent that is. Please don't come for me. I will come for you, though. Ow, does she have an OnlyFans? I do get hit up about that. Is that a compliment, right? Anyway, let's talk about this before we talk about the puff. Okay. So I go to this gratitude meeting on the Zoom, because I'm 107. I mentioned this earlier. Nobody seemed to matter. I go on to the Zoom, to the meeting, and it's really nice. It's like an accountability meeting of sorts, because you show up and you're like, you know what? I am grateful for shit. Look at me. My limbs work. I can talk. I can see. I can hear. I can smell. I can function and fucking function in this goddamn life. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's the small things. We got to be grateful. But really, I am. I have a lot of gratitude for that kind of stuff. I mean, I have friends who are, really have some stuff, and there's some people that are, I see in my building. Whatever. We're all, I'm not scot-free. Great Scott. But I am grateful. Ugh. Just be mindful, be grateful. You know, why am I yelling at you about gratitude? Because I'm telling you that I had to show up for this meeting. I had to. I wanted to. I even texted the meeting and was like, is this happening today? Like 3 minutes before it was supposed to happen. Like I was really wanting and needing it so badly. And I knew I was. And I felt my body was like, come on, we got to go show up. And these folks are so great. And everyone talks about stuff that they've been struggling with. And everyone gets vulnerable. And they give you like all. It's very interesting because we don't have a lot of that in RL. So much, right? Because we're all on our screens. So there's not a lot of vulnerability or interaction. So I get to have this thing. And yes, it is over a screen. It is on the Zoomage, but at least there's some real vulnerability and some empathy and compassion, and people share some really heavy stuff. So very grateful for the gratitude meeting. But yesterday I tried to get on there and something was going on, you know, the Mercury retrograde, and we're in the shadow of it. And my microphone wasn't working. And here's the thing. I'm at the generation where people go, you're on mute, you're muted, you're on mute, you're muted. Like it's like a thing, like they think it's funny, like that I can't like figure it out. Like I know how to fucking work the goddamn Zoom, bitch. I know how to work the Zoom. So of course it got me even more upset. And I was like, you know what? I'm not grateful for you people. I fucking clicked out. Leave meeting. Like, what is the matter? Well, there was a lot of stuff the matter. Anyway, you know what? Sometimes we're allowed to do that too. We're allowed to be cranky. I didn't yell at anybody. I didn't tell anybody that I was like mad or anything. Nobody, it wasn't anyone did anything to me. It was my microphone and people just being like, hey, your mic's not on. And I got real hot about it. And so I just left the meeting. And I was like, how do you get angry at the gratitude meeting? It's so sad. It's like when I was reading the book about Zen and meditation on the train and I had to move 3 different times because I was so irritated by everything that was going on around me. It's just not very zen. That's all. You know what? As I'm reminded in class, that's why they call it practice. You know what I mean? Folks and friends and fellows and lovers and everybody that I just am so grateful for. I see you. All right, so have you been affected by this moon at all? Okay, we're going from generation anxious to gratitude to the moon. You know what? I love you to the moon. And back, motherfucker. More Rick Rubin, less Diddy. Yeah, oh, Rob. You know, thank you for saying that. That's such a beautiful sentiment. Because it's right. It's true. If we were sharing Rick Rubin videos and we were sharing Rick Rubin quotes, it would be so much better for our society and our world. But right now, we all have to wake up to these horrifying facts, because it's not, we can't say alleged. I mean, come on. You know, it's like, who said, you can say that, people can say, oh, don't come for Whitney, like she was a crackhead. He goes, but when you smoked your knees off, like, who was that? That was a hilarious, I think it might have been Bernie Mac. I'm not, don't quote me on that. But, you know, I've been using this book recently, that's Patrice O'Neill. I have a thing from his funeral in the book, and it, like a little card, like a prayer card. And it really, it reminds me to just tell the truth, be authentic, make people mad. It doesn't, I mean, not make people mad, but it doesn't matter if you have the whole crowd. You know, that was something that Patrice said to comics a lot, was like, doesn't, it's probably not even the best. You don't want to be a top 40 song and have the whole crowd. I mean, I would like most of the crowd. Thank you very much, Mr. O'Neill. Plus, I didn't agree with him about a lot of shit, so don't get it twisted, but I do miss him as a comedian in our areas. Anyway, yes, more Rick Rubin, less P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Diddy, or as my beautiful roommate calls him, Pity. She's been calling him Pity for years. She's like, oh, Pity? And which, you gotta know, when a witch is a witch, you know, they know. Anyway, we knew that he had, I mean, this is, I'm just going to talk about it for a second, but we knew that he had it coming when his lady came out, his young lady came out, Cassie, and was, gave up all that stuff. And then everybody was like, oh, I also have that stuff. So it is interesting to just see the domino effect. I mean, it's not interesting. Is it interesting? I don't know. Again, I get resentful of, here's the thing. It's a very, I'm very conflicted. It's like when my dad died, or the maybe daddy, you know, when he died, very conflicted feelings, right? Like, he was, I went, least I went out there before he died and we had some time. I, you know, it wasn't anything intensely, I didn't have some big epiphany or anything like that, but it definitely was, you know, a hard, it's still kind of a hard process right now, just to process it. So I feel like a kind of in the same realm, whenever I hear about these sex trafficking, human trafficking, you know, folks, and I look at like the mansions and I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying any of it's good. It's horrible, horrible, horrible. I'm saying from my own experience, as you all know, I have had such horrifying experiences, and yet I'm not getting paid. You know what I mean? They would peel off a cold 20 for me and I'd be like, ooh, I'm gonna get a fucking dime bag and a couple of 40 ounces. Like, that's kind of sad. For the teenager in me, she feels a little sad. She feels like, God damn, I'd like to be collecting on these busts. You know what I mean? I don't think there's any wrong in that. I'm not going to judge myself for saying that. I don't think there's any wrong in that, that I'd like to be collecting on these. Look, all I have to collect on from my fucking sex trafficking are horrible, you know, traumatic memories and some bullshit with men that I have to deal with. But I'm thinking, you know, since the dad died, maybe the daddy issues will die with him. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, cross the fingers, you know? So we're looking at that. But also we're thinking, wow, Diddy, poor Diddy, he didn't get to, poor Diddy, he didn't get to flee to Epstein Island, right? We thought, oh, well, somewhere in the Caribbean, you know what island he went to. They tracked his plane to somewhere in the Caribbean. They just didn't want to tell us which island it was. But I'm pretty sure, like where my earrings were manufactured, that's right, folks, the cherry earrings from the Epstein collection. You don't have to have your hymen to wear them, but it helps. Available at Claire's. I will never stop doing that commercial. Anyway, yes, RIP Patrice. Thank you, Ron. Hey, the last few minutes here, I'm looking at what I've written down, and I'm thinking, you know, I want to talk about this thing that I watched. It's a documentary on Netflix called Surviving Death. And you know how I love to talk about something that I've watched every time I come on here. Usually I've watched something because it's been a week. Anyways, surviving death. It is so fucking wild. If you have ever thought about near-death experience, afterlife stuff, reincarnation, mediums, all that kind of shit, it's all in here. It is all in here, and you can find whatever you need, because let me tell you something, Fire Marshal Bill, it is just unbelievable. The one that blew my mind probably the most was the reincarnation one, because do you know that there are children, babies up to, I think it's till they're like 7 years old, this can happen to them, where they have past life experiences come to them so clearly that they're naming names, dates, places, planes. Like this one little boy, he was screaming in his crib, like before he could speak. He was having these episodes at night, like at every night at the same time, he would have these insane episodes. And then the kid, when he started to talk, he was like, "Mom, my plane is going down. My plane is going down, Mom." And she's like, "Your plane is going down." And all the pictures that he would draw at school would come back to them and be like a plane fucking phew, but like a F1 bomber, you know, whatever those fucking World War II planes are called. And there's this boy, he's just this fucking 3-year-old, 4-year-old boy who's like, "No, Mommy, my plane went down." And they check, he tells them his name, he tells them the plane, he tells them where it was, and it all checks out. I know, that's why I feel like this is extra spooky. So really, though, oh my God, really insane. And he wasn't the only kid that it had happened to. And so I was talking to this kid the other day at work. You know, I'm called the baby whisperer at work, because anytime there's a baby that's fussy, they're always like, "Jessica, go and talk to the baby." And so I'm always like, "Hey, what's up? You got an announcement to make? What's happening? What you need?" And always they're like, "Who the fuck is this lady?" And so I'm always like, "Bonjour, motherfucker, let's talk." So this baby the other day, he was like not a baby, but he was a baby. He couldn't talk yet. He was like maybe, I don't know how many months they fucking say, you know, 19 months. And he was looking at me, and he was looking at me, and man, he was like looking through me. And I was like, "Hey, bro, do we know each other from somewhere? Because I feel like you're looking at me like we know each other from somewhere." And he like started laughing, but like not like a baby laugh, like a man, like a grown man who maybe we had a relationship of some sort and something bad had happened or something. Cause he was, and I was like, "Whoa," I said, "your baby's kind of freaking me out." And they were like, "I know, right? He's acting weird." I said, "Ooh, you heard about this?" And then I told him about the surviving death documentary. And I told him a little about the reincarnation with the babies and the kids, and the mom was like, "That would freak me right out." And I said, "Hell yeah." I said, "The moms were so freaked out when it was happening, but guess what else? They were also like, maybe we should check this out." And then everyone's a non-believer in these shows. They don't bring on people that are like, I know all about the, you know, I had all these experiences. They don't do that. They bring on people that are like, "I am a scientist, and I never thought that the soul could stay alive or whatever's happening, stay in." There's no explanation for a lot of the stuff that they talk about on this show, which I love. If you can't explain it, you can't explain it. I don't know why that made me want to make a titty shake, but it did. Anyways, we're going to go on time here today, because I'm going to go up and I'm going to see my auntie tonight. She's having a hard time. Her cat died. I know, Cheryl. Yeah, Cheryl was the name of the cat. Cheryl Blucha. That's right. That's right. So, yeah. Anyway. Mercury retrograde, full moons, big busts. I like big butts and I don't know why. Gratitude is the attitude. Be careful out there. Metro North is correct, sir. be good to yourselves, be good to each other. That's all the only way we're going to get through all this. Just be kind. Just be kind and be mindful, because for you, if we can all remember, like, this is it, this is the only moment that exists, like scientifically it is the only moment, then we can all be a little less uptight and freaked out about what's coming or what already happened. You know what I'm talking about. It sounds so, like, deep. It's not. It's simple, and yet it's hard. Oh my God. That's right. I said it was hard. Ew, shut up. Anyway, don't tell yourself to shut up. That's not nice. Please be nice to your friends. Be nice to yourself. I already said that, but I really mean it. It's practice. It's practice. Always had a great time. I love you so much. You're a great show. Thank you so much. And thanks for inviting me to your lives and to your hearts and to your homes and wherever you watch this goddamn thing. And au revoir, motherfuckers. I love you. Okay. Au revoir. Au revoir.